Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Yesterday, I let you know that there was such great personhood news all over the country. And sure enough, yesterday there was a vote, and this is another historic first. In North Dakota, the first time in the history of abortion in America where a legislative body voted to acknowledge the personhood of the unborn. That happened in the North Dakota House of Representatives yesterday. That's an opportunity to celebrate. There are now what started in Colorado with Colorado's Personhood Amendment in 2008 has caught fire. And now there are seven states, five that have introduced personhood bills and two more that are set to begin their personhood signature drives. So recognizing the God-given right to life is just so exciting. And it's a fire. It's a movement that has started in Colorado this last year and is spreading around the country. Now, I told you about a book yesterday. You can lead an atheist to evidence, but you can't make him think. And that is so funny since we had the world's number one most renowned horse trainer on this show yesterday, Clinton Anderson, downunderhorsemanship.com. And so now today, the author of You Can Lead an Atheist to Evidence, But You Can't Make Him Think, Ray Comfort. Ray, what an honor to welcome you to Bob Enyart Live.
Well, thank you very much, Bob, for having me on your show.
Ray, we are thrilled about your book. And before we talk about it and atheism, I'd like to let you know a little bit about your ministry and how it's affected us here in Colorado. I pastor a church, Denver Bible Church, and we have presented your video series teaching our congregation how to evangelize, not by promising people that if they become a Christian, their lives will be perfect, but by showing using God's law as a tutor to lead men to Christ, to show that people are sinners and they need Jesus Christ to forgive them and save them from eternal separation from God. So thank you, first of all, for all that, Ray.
Well, thank you.
It's been a thrill. In our church congregation, I know we are one church of thousands that have benefited from your video series with Kirk Cameron. Also here on the radio show, two of your resources for a long time, we have resold in our store, The Greatest Gamble and Hell's Best Kept Secret.
Oh, so, that's great.
So thanks for providing those. And then a third thing, one of our associates, we work to protect the right to life of the unborn as the God-given right to life with American Right to Life and Personhood USA, American Life League, many groups around the country. And one of the leaders of Personhood USA, Cal Zastro, this past year, in the last 12 months, smuggled boxes of one of your books into China for the underground church in China. And I apologize, I don't know the title. For one thing, the book was translated into Chinese. But Ray Comfort, you wrote a book on holiness. Are you familiar with the book I must be referring to?
It's probably called The Way of the Master.
The Way of the Master, yeah, that is the book. And Cal Zastro wanted me to thank you for writing the book. He said the reception of the church in China was tremendous for your materials. And Cal's the one who broke the news yesterday that in North Dakota, their House of Representatives passed. This is a historic first. A personhood bill with no exceptions that would protect the right to life of the unborn child.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So he wanted me to celebrate that with you and the audience. So, Ray Comfort, could you tell us, I've been talking too much, tell us about your book. I've gone through it. It's fascinating. And what a great title, one of the top 10 all-time best.
Well, I was celebrating on Darwin's birthday on the 12th of this month because that book pushed Richard Dawkins' book off the number one slot on Amazon.com, and it pushed it down. And so, I was just so excited about that. It was very encouraging.
February 12th, 2009, he published his book in 1959.
And no, it's his 200th birthday.
That's right.
That is Origin of Species 1859 or 18-something, his 50th in November of this year.
Of the book. Richard Dawkins, the world-renowned, famous atheist evolutionist, your book pushed his book off of Amazon number one on Darwin's anniversary of his birthday. That's great news.
Yeah, I was very excited. You know, God gave us six senses, and our sixth sense is common sense, and that's what the atheist lacks. I'll give $10,000 to any scientist who can create one grain of sand from nothing. We can recreate, but we can't create. Can't create anything material.
Wow.
You know, if we could create some grass, just ordinary green grass, we can solve the world's hunger problem. All we need is a cow or a machine like a cow that we could make that has four stomachs and can chew up our green grass that we made and turn it into milk that we can stir up and make into butter and yogurt and ice cream and all the other goodies that we so love. But we can't make a grain of sand from nothing. So how intellectually dishonest is it to say that this whole incredible creation that surrounds us came into being without an intelligent designer?
Well, the and I know you know the story of the scientist who's saying, telling God that he could make life apart from God. And so God says, all right, I'll take the bet. And the guy grabs a handful of dirt. And God says, oh, no, 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 no. You go get your own dirt. And so what's the atheist going to do? You know, God.
What do you say to an atheist when he sneezes? I mean, crazy. But you know what comes from the dirt? Everything we eat, we come from the dirt.
Hmm.
You know, we eat fruits, we eat vegetables, we eat potatoes and whatever. We eat everything that finds its nutrients from the soil itself. And we grow because we drink milk as babies, and the milk comes from the cow, and the cow chews the grass, and the grass comes from the soil. So we tend to look on dirt as just being dirt, but it's life-giving in the truest sense of the word.
Mm-hmm. And in the Bible, when I had the opportunity to debate Michael Shermer, he's a well-known atheist. I think he founded the Skeptic Society. He's an editor for Scientific American. And I said to him, Michael, I know you reject God's word, the Bible, but can you at least agree on the first page, in the first chapter, that God speaks of the sun and the moon and the stars, and he says they're lights, that in the ancient world, many people worshipped these heavenly bodies. And from the first page, the Bible, God's word says they are lights. And then we read, don't worship them. I said, Michael Shermer, can you at least agree with that? And famously, Ray, on this show, he said the sun is not a light, which is just so
stupid. Pepsi only comes out at night.
Yeah, right. Just
you know something?
So stubborn.
The atheist is someone who believes nothing created everything. Now, he'll deny it through gritted teeth because it's intellectually embarrassing. But if I say I don't believe that my Ford truck had a maker, then I'm saying nothing made it. It just happened, which is a scientific impossibility.
Mm.
We created a website called pulltheplugonatheism.com, and on it we have Cornell University saying nothing created everything. We have quotes from physicists saying nothing created everything. We even have a clip from Animal Planet in which they're telling our children that nothing created everything. Evolutionists have done to science what hypocrisy has done to religion. They've destroyed its credibility by standing behind its skirts and saying evolution is scientific when it's not. Let me give you a little scenario and pretend for a moment that I'm a believer in evolution.
Okay, a believer in evolution. And before we do that, the website, Ray Comfort is the author of the book, You Can Lead an Atheist to Evidence, But You Can't Make Him Think. Of course, Ray, your website, livingwaters.com, you could get this at Amazon or anywhere books are sold.
Amazon is the place to go because we want to push into the secular market.
So Amazon.com is the place to go for the book. It's hardcover. It's a beautiful book. It's a fun book. R.C. Sproul Jr. is on the back with an endorsement. We've worked with him recently. Ken Ham, president of Answers in Genesis. So great book. And by the way, Ray, back when you were on ABC, was it Nightline?
It was Nightline, yes.
Great job proving the existence of God. So very encouraging to millions of Christians, and undoubtedly countless thousands of unbelievers were challenged to trust in God's existence and ultimately in Jesus Christ. So, okay, you're saying, suppose I'm an evolutionist.
Here goes, Big Bang. From that, the issues this primitive life form, and millions of years pass, perhaps billions of years pass, and we have the first dog. It's fully evolved. It's got ears, it's got four legs, it's got a tail that's wagging, it's got liver, lungs, kidneys, a heart, and it's got eyes. The eyes are fully evolved. And it's good because he's been blind for millions of years, but now he can see, and he has to see because he's got to look for a female. A female dog has to have evolved at the right place, at the right time, with the right reproductive organs, and a desire to mate, because if he doesn't find a female real quick, he's a dead dog.
He's a dead dog. It has to be at the right place.
Going. And you've got to take that over to elephants, giraffes, horses, cattle, sheep, goats, and fish. Every single one of the species has to evolve at the right place, right time, right reproductive organs, with the desire to mate, or that species cannot survive. So when you begin thinking about it, evolution, it makes no sense. And yet the Bible is the opposite. It says God created every species with male and female, and he gave them the ability to procreate themselves.
Atheists believe that nothing created everything. Did I hear that right?
Yes.
Nothing created everything. And the more we understand with microbiology, when a male and a female of a species procreate, when they reproduce, there has to be a compatibility at the chemical level, at an electronic level. The electronic fields of the sperm and the egg, they've got to mesh. They have to be compatible emotionally so that the female will wait around for the male in so many extraordinary ways. And here we have evolutionists thinking that that happens by chance and then natural selection millions of times over for millions of species.
And then the irony is they say they're intelligent when they believe that. Or take the blood vessels, and the heart. Which came first, the heart, blood vessels, or the blood? If the blood came first, why did it evolve, and how did it get around when there was no blood vessels? If the heart came first, why did it evolve when there was no blood to pump? If the blood vessels came first, why did they evolve when there was no blood to shift around the body?
Yeah.
The only way to reconcile it intellectually is to say, well, God made man, obviously, fully mature physically with heart, kidneys, lungs, liver, blood, blood vessels, and skin to hold it all in, and he made a female, and he did the same with dogs. Dogs were made as dogs, cats as cats, horses as horses, cows as cows, and no species evolved into another species. And you can see this not only in creation, but you can see it in the fossil record. I've had atheists say, and evolutionists say, there are millions and millions of fossils, and there are, but there is no species-to-species transitional forms in the fossil record. There's no
right.
Dog evolving into cats or anything like that.
How about backbones? We've got vertebrates and invertebrates. Where are the millions of fossils of transitions between no backbone to a backbone?
And
countless examples of, we have millions of fossils of fully formed organisms that are identifiable with species today, and they appear suddenly. They call it the Cambrian explosion. Mammals, 32 orders of mammals appear suddenly in the fossil record. Ray Comfort, you mentioned the heart and how absurd to think that the arteries and veins would evolve before the heart was there to pump blood through them. Well, in a baby, 21 days after fertilization, after conception, that heart is beating. It's smaller than a poppy seed. And what's fascinating is the heart is beating from before it's a heart. The cells that will differentiate and become the chambers, the ventricles and all of the heart, those cells are pulsating. And as the heart is forming, it doesn't form and get attached to arteries and veins and then get turned on. The heart is beating while it's forming. An engineer, a human engineer, could not create a pump that's pumping while it's being created.
Let alone
God
from
can.
Nothing.
From nothing. God can.
You know something? I recently had dinner with 40 atheists here in California at the local IHOP at their invitation. That is the International House of Prayer. And we had a wonderful time. We posed for photos afterwards, and I signed some books. There are good atheists and there are bad atheists. And recently, we've had a rise of bad atheists in our country. Atheists whose agenda is more than atheism. They want to take from Americans the liberty, the God-given liberty that we have to worship Him. They hate Christmas. They hate nativity scenes. They want to take under God out of the Pledge of Allegiance.
They hate the God who thinks doesn't exist. But Ray Comfort, how about an honest atheist that says, if there is evidence for God, I'd like to see it? That's an honest atheist.
Okay, the honest atheist just had to open his eyes and have a look.
Yeah.
And when you look at a building, the building is absolute proof there was a builder.
Yeah.
Buildings don't happen by themselves. When you look at a painting, the painting is absolute 100% proof there was a painter. Paintings don't happen by themselves. When you look at creation, you know there's a creator because creation cannot happen without a creator.
Of course. So all they have to do is open their eyes. Now, Ray Comfort, we didn't want to take any calls because we only have a few minutes of your time, but there's a caller who presented one of your, if I understand this from our call screener, presented some of your material to a celebrity. Can we get this guy on the line? Let's
sure.
get Ed from Littleton. You're on Bob and Yurt Live.
Hi, Ray. We're big fans of yours, and we use your million-dollar bill tracts at restaurants. But a friend of ours, Jason Troyer, saw Alec Baldwin at the airport one time.
Now, is this the Jason Troyer with Colorado Right to Life?
Yes, it is.
All right. So he saw Alec Baldwin at an airport. What happened?
And he went up to him and said, I know you don't need $1 million, but I know you need this. And he handed him one of your tracks.
All right.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Hey, Ed, thank you so much for sharing that. So he said to Alec Baldwin, I know you don't need $1 million, but I know you need this. We have, Ray Comfort, we have your million-dollar bills at our church available for the members of our congregation. We encourage them to take them out. Hasn't there been some kind of controversy? You guys print, and you've printed a lot of these, million-dollar bills. Haven't some people accused you guys of counterfeiting U.S. currency?
Yeah, it's part of the stimulation package, actually. a number of years ago, the Secret Service in Texas seized 8,000 of them and said they're counterfeit. And that day, we sold 500,000. We had to take it off our website because our staff were overworked. I was going to send the Secret Service a cake with thanks a million written across the top of it.
Thanks a million. How could you counterfeit a bill that doesn't exist?
Yes, they're going to have trouble in court. They're going to judge that it's counterfeit when it doesn't exist.
There is no million-dollar bill to counterfeit.
And 189-word gospel message on the actual bill is a clue that it's not government-issued.
Yeah, that is a good point. That is a clue. And, of course, somebody took one of those and went to Walmart and tried to buy something and wanted their change.
Yeah, two people did that, and they got arrested. So it's great. You can buy something with it, and then the police will give you a free night in their hotel.
Ray, this is just great. Hey, we have had the opportunity to debate quite a few leading atheists here at Bob and Yurt Live, including Eugenie Scott, the well-known anti-creationist, who was interviewed in Ben Stein's movie. By the way, did you see that movie, Expelled?
Thought it was wonderful.
What a wonderful movie.
Yes.
It was a little bit conflicted. What was interesting is the first half of the movie, they went out of their way to say intelligent design has nothing to do with God. You don't need God for the intelligent design movie. But the second half of Ben Stein's movie, which I loved, pointed out that a society that doesn't have God is practically destined to destroy itself.
Yes.
And so the movie was a bit conflicted, but it came out with a tremendous conclusion.
Oh, and I love seeing Richard Dawkins be so regal on his throne, and at the end he falls off his throne himself.
He fell off his throne. Ben Stein asked him, what if it turns out that molecular biology proves that this stuff couldn't have evolved? And Richard Dawkins says, well, if we find evidence from molecular biology that it couldn't have originated here, well, then it must have come from aliens out in space. And, Ray, he's admitting what so many millions are saying, that very certainly there could be evidence that shows that natural evolution cannot occur. He admitted that possibility.
That was amazing. I just about leapt through the roof.
And if he thinks it might be aliens, but it can't be intelligence, he must believe in stupid aliens. He just must believe in stupid aliens, I guess.
Yeah, stupid design.
Stupid design. So we have a couple atheist cliches, if you could give me a few thoughts on this.
Yes.
We've run these by here. Barack Obama yesterday was in Denver at our Denver Museum of Nature and Science. That's where he signed that Porculus bill. which is a violation of God's command, do not steal, I believe. But the curator of that museum is an atheist, an evolutionist, Dr. Kirk Johnston. We've gone there with the media and a group of about 60 people to show the falsehoods in his evolution exhibits. And I had an informal debate with Dr. Johnston, and I asked him if he thought anything could be true. He denied the existence of truth, that anything could be absolutely true. And then I asked him this. I said, Dr. Johnston, do you exist? Do you exist? And he said, I don't know. So this is, to me, it's like a tantrum that atheists, they pull these intellectual tantrums. What are they afraid to admit?
Well, the problem is this. Christianity particularly throws a huge, heavy and wet blanket upon their sinful lifestyle, the hedonistic lifestyle, because it demands moral responsibility. Christianity says if you look at a woman and lust for her, you commit adultery with her already in your heart. Christianity says God has set aside a day in which he'll judge the world in righteousness. So what evolution does is it gets rid of moral accountability 100%. It means you're an animal, and any pornographic stuff you want to look at, or fornication or adultery, anything like that, is just you as an animal seeking to procreate your species and keep it going. So it's tremendously attractive to sin-loving sinners.
Wow. So that you have a college professor, and if he has... he might be young himself, and he has a classroom. If all the girls in the class are committed Christians, he's not going to have much of an opportunity to exploit them. But if he could convince them that they are just animals and there is no truth, there is no right or wrong, he might have a field day with the young co-eds in his college.
Well, one in four professors in U.S. colleges and universities is either atheist or agnostic. And what do you do when your 17-year-old writes to you and says, hey, Mom and Dad, I appreciate all the money you spent to give me an education. Finish the first semester. I got to tell you, I don't believe in God anymore. Science has proven evolution. The Bible is just myths. There's no moral absolutes. I believe in a woman's right to choose. I believe in gay marriage. And this is going to hurt you a bit because of your values, but I'm moving in with my girlfriend. I hope you can accept me. I love you, and I hope you still love me. What do you say to him? Well, that's why we created that website, pulltheplugonatheism.com. We've got these pithy articles that can be freely emailed around, and very powerful produced video clips that can be emailed that expose evolution and atheism to be the folly that it is.
Pulltheplugonatheism.com. Yeah, you guys have the funniest stuff. And it's so powerful. It's so effective. So, Ray Comfort, I want to thank you for teaching us at Denver Bible Church. Here's what we've learned. The number one lesson from Ray Comfort is that we should not misrepresent the gospel of Jesus Christ to unbelievers and say, if you will pray this prayer, you will get money, you will be healed, you'll get married, you'll be handsome, you'll get a good retirement program. We should not mislead unbelievers like that.
Absolutely.
We should tell people that there is a righteous God. He made us to fellowship with him forever, but because of our sin and rebellion against him, we are destroying those around us, and we are grieving God. We're headed to eternal separation from God in hell unless we humble ourselves and trust in Jesus Christ, his death and resurrection, that he will save us if only we will trust and believe in him. So we've learned that fine-tuned message, Ray Comfort, and we have been teaching it to others.
You know, the hell's best-kept secret teaching is a synopsis of what you've just said, and people can freely listen to that without charge on livingwaters.com. That's the tape that Kirk Cameron heard 7 or 8 years ago that God transformed him overnight, or should I say message. Hell's best-kept secret on livingwaters.com.
Hell's best-kept secret, it's a gem. It's not very long. It's extremely powerful, and you have so many materials on your website. I know people are hungry and thirsty, and they always want more and more stuff online for training. But you guys really got a lot of material online.
Yeah, we created the basic training course. We took the cream of our television program and created the basic training course, and 14,000 of those courses have gone out to churches and individuals, and we're getting emails back saying our church is being transformed into a machine that's reaching out to the lost, as in the book of Acts, and that's very exciting for us.
Two movies that have done great at the box office, Christian movies, in the last few years, Facing the Giants and Fireproof. In fact, I interviewed the actress who starred in Fireproof. She was Kirk Cameron's wife in that movie. And those movies have brought a lot of people to the Lord. But I'm hoping and praying that Christians will grow and mature in the way, Ray, that I think you're presenting from God's Word, and not tell people that if you become a Christian, you're going to get a new house and a new truck and a new wife and a new job, because that often is not the case. Jesus said that often we are persecuted for righteousness' sake, but you will be saved from hellfire if you trust in Jesus Christ. That's the message.
It's not a smooth flight, but it does guarantee a safe landing.
Amen. Thank you, Ray Comfort. What an honor to have you on the show.
Thank you, Bob.
Appreciate that. Ray Comfort, livingwaters.com. The book is You Can Lead an Atheist to Evidence, but You Can't Make Him Think. That is, Doug.
That's an awesome title.
Isn't that just great? That is
great.
So funny, Ray Comfort. So, Doug, the telethon is going well.
Yes, I've got to tell you, Bob, we've been speaking with partners, friends, supporters, and some people who maybe haven't kept up with us as well as they might have.
Right.
And it's been so exciting, Bob, to introduce them to the idea of the personhood movement. It's blowing people away.
It's blowing people away.
People may have heard of it in an ancillary way, or they saw a news story, but they haven't had an opportunity to really hear from the people who believe in it.
And promoting it. You've talked to hundreds now.
And Bob, to let them know that this radio broadcast is the vector point. This is the rallying point. This is where the personhood movement is coming together. This is the reason the personhood movement can attract high-profile people. We've got a 50,000-watt voice on the most powerful Christian station in the land, and we've got to keep that going for another year.
We've got to keep that going.
For personhood, for the ministry, for the gospel
of
Jesus Christ.
We're at 83% of our goal.
We're at 83%? Really?
Of the 20,
I haven't seen that.
Yeah, of
that's
the 20,
tremendous.
$83,000. I know. It's so exciting. We're up to February 18th. And, Doug, of course, there are so many leaders in the personhood movement. But we always have an agenda when we interview somebody.
Yeah.
We just interviewed Ray Comfort.
Great. Phenomenal.
Number one evangelist.
Just awesome.
In America and in the world today.
Yeah.
Ray Comfort, I don't know what he knows about the personhood movement.
I don't know.
But I shared with him from Cal's Astro that North Dakota, historic first, they voted for their personhood bill yesterday. And Cal brought Ray Comfort's book, smuggled him into China.
Yeah.
So just drop the line to Ray Comfort that there is a personhood movement that's catching fire around the country.
Yeah. And what's the value of that? Folks, it's valuable. Call right now, 1-800-836-9278. This telethon will be a success. And you want to be a part of a successful movement. Everybody wants to be a part of success. Call us. Have your credit card ready. Have your checkbook ready. We'll show you how you can be a partner to keeping this broadcast on the air and keeping this ministry a vital part of the battle. And we intend to win.
We intend
1-800-836-9278. Call now.
800-836-9278. Thank you so much, Doug McBurney. Maranatha Christian Center, what a great school in Arvada, Colorado. And our website is kgov.com. This is Bob Inyart reminding you to do right and risk the consequences.